Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Yeah, interesting common denominator that we've seen in a lot of cases where a female is behind the crime or allegedly behind the crime or the killing or the conspiring or this or that. A lot of times, one of the common threads is they were once a beauty queen.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not saying anything bad about it or this or that. Do what you want. Everybody's got their thing. But I am making that observation. Lori Vallow Daybell, the teacher, or not the teacher, the author, the children's book author. Also, the case of where she was chopped up. They never truly found her body. Anna Walsh. That's another one as well.
Do I need to go over my resume with you a little bit?
Were you a beauty queen once?
I didn't win the crown, but I placed.
Hey, that's exciting.
It was a long time ago. It was the Minnesota Miss Teen pageant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the crown. Gretchen Carlson got the crown in when I was in it with her.
Who is Gretchen Carlson? Is that someone we should
know? She was on Fox News for a long time.
I remember.
So, okay. So she would be the murderer, not me, because I didn't get the crown.
That's true.
How that works?
I don't know if you have to get the crown or you just have to be engaged in the activity.
Oh, crap.
Or not. But
okay. Damn it.
There seems to be a little bit of a lack of coping amongst some of these. I'm not making a blanket statement. I'm just saying some of them. And I can understand where maybe that would be an issue. And there's a desire for attention and a desire to be looked at. I mean, that's...
Well, think about it. You're parading yourself in front of people. I did it because my mom wanted me to have more confidence about myself. And
that
so
worked.
It was just kind of a fun... It was an entire week of dressing up. And looking back, it did give me confidence, but I never did it again. I'm like, enough is it. Somebody, you know, I was like parading around in heels and a swimming suit at age 16. It was repulsive.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's and like, when the judges are all like 30, 40, 50 year old men, it's like,
yes.
Yeah. Little odd, little bit odd there.
It's not something that I would ever encourage a young gal to do now. Mm-hmm. This was way back in the 80s. It takes a certain kind of person to do this because you want people looking at you and paying attention to you. And if you're not getting that kind of attention, what are you doing to get attention then?
Yeah. When that runs out, what do you do? That's what leads us to what was a life of the beauty queen dramatically transformed from the pageant stage now to the courtroom with the latest revelations of this woman's indictment and a nefarious murder plot that rocked the serene island of the Bahamas. Lindsay Shiver, the former Miss Houston County and second runner-up in the National Peanut Festival pageant, you know.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that it does say peanut with a T.
Right. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Peanut, not the National Penis Festival. As reported, that's a different one. And we know that doesn't take place. It's not a national thing. It's more of a regional. As reported by WDHN-TV, he was arrested along with two co-conspirators, Terrence Bethel and Farron Newbold, on charges of conspiracy to commit murder. At the heart of the scandal is an illicit affair and an intricate murder plot aimed at, guess what, her husband.
Oh, shocking.
Robert Shiver, a one-time Atlanta Falcons player and a prominent local figure. According to the Bahamas court news, the three were taken into custody in late July following an investigation into a separate incident at a local bar in Ghana K. The investigators stumbled upon a trove of damning evidence, in the form of WhatsApp messages exchanged between the trio that reportedly outlined their meticulously planned attempt to murder Robert Shriver. Bethel, 28, is reported to be Lindsay's lover, further complicating the narrative. The police report referenced by the Thompsonville Times-Enterprise stated that on July 26 of 23, the threesome were being together did, with a common purpose, agree to commit an offense, namely the murder of Robert Shriver. This damning evidence was unearthed during the investigation and has since cast a dark cloud over the unusually peaceful islands of Abaco. Lindsay and Robert Shriver owned a home in the Bahamas, a locale which she allegedly began her extramarital affair with Bethel. Robert Shriver, on becoming aware of this betrayal, promptly filed for divorce. In his filings, which were obtained by CNN, has cited that his wife's adulterous conduct as the main reason for their marital breakdown. Lindsay, in her retort, claimed that she had incurred debt beyond her means to pay and sought financial assistance from her husband. In a dramatic turn of events, the former beauty queen and her alleged accomplices were granted bail. Lindsay Shriver's bail was set at $100,000, while Bethel and Newbold's bail amounted to $20,000 each. Intriguingly, it was Robert Shriver who came forward to bail the three suspects out on August 1st, as reported by the Bahamas Court News. A very trusting individual, considering the people you bailed out had just been plotting to murder you.
Wow.
Subsequent to their release, stringent measures have been implemented to ensure the three suspects remain within the law's reach. Lindsay Shriver has been fitted with an ankle monitor and ordered to stay within the boundaries of the Bahamas until her next court appearance, slated for October 5th. Bethel and Newbold have also been fitted with tracking devices and are required to report to Marsh Harbor Police on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays before 6 p.m., ensuring a close watch is kept on their movements. Lindsay Shriver, who once held that title of Miss Houston County in 05, now finds herself embroiled in that scandal that has marred her reputation. In contrast, her estranged husband, Robert Shriver, a former Auburn University football player who also spent a brief period on the Atlanta Falcons roster, has reportedly returned to his home in Thomasville. I wonder what's up with the let's bail you out.
Yeah, you know, and why do you have to kill the other person? Why can't you just get a divorce? Or is it always because of the insurance money? I mean, why can't you just go, you know what, this isn't working out. I'm in love with this other person. Let's just be done, part ways, go about our lives. Why does there always have to be murder?
There's greed involved. There's control. I don't know if there's children. I didn't really mention anything about that. People are not good at coping with things. And people are not good at connecting dots as to here is how one should handle something, a situation, a bump in the road or a big cliff. And they immediately go to such an extreme. And for some people, it seems like I don't know. We're in a world where it's so easy to get caught in this sort of thing than ever before.
Yeah.
But there seems to be more people than ever before that think that they can beat it. And that's
Can't. You absolutely cannot beat the system now with DNA, video surveillance. Your every move can be tracked and is tracked. So, you know, 20 years ago, you might have been able to get away with this shit. Now, no.
No, your odds are not in your favor by any means of pulling off any of these things, especially when you're doing basic things that are going to get you caught. And people's thought of privacy is amusing as well, where people think, oh, if I do it in this WhatsApp, nobody's going to find out or what have you. Like, no, I'm sorry. Even if you delete it, they can still get into those sort of things. It's helped in many, many court cases and is now going to help in yours and putting you away for a very long time.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.